Well, that certainly would be a theme of several of the chapters of Blown for Good, the story of Mark Headley. We'll talk about exactly how it is that he came into and then, most importantly, how he tried to get out of Scientology and what he's here to tell us they actually are doing, including these massive compounds, which enjoy a certain amount of societal, if not police, protection from all sorts of abuses that other less powerful people or organizations would be held accountable for. And that's just the tip of what Mark will tell us coming up next, because not only did he had to blow that pop stand. He had to go. And not only has he left Scientology, but he's left with its secrets, which he'll be telling us about next on Coast to Coast AM. This is Ian Punnett. All right, 1, 2, 3 clicks. Okay, I got the blog up. If you missed earlier, I was talking about the new movie 2012. That's in the first hour of Coast to Coast. I hope that that you heard, too, a little bit of the testimony from Margaret from Alaska. She's just one of many people out there who have had experiences with Scientology. I'm sure we'll be hearing from many more in our last hour when Mark will take some questions. The book is Blown for Good. It's so nice to have you on here. And I knowing now your life story, Mark, I wonder whether I have anything to fear by having you on this show.
You know, that's funny. I was on a show the other night, and that's the exact same thing they said. I wouldn't worry too much about that. I don't think you're high profile enough that if anything did happen, that certainly wouldn't be the best public relations move for them to have on their hands. So,
it's interesting that you say that public relations piece, because I would say of any organization that's out there, any political or religious organization, I'm guaranteed to hear from somebody from the Church of Scientology anytime it comes up in conversation. It is as though they are monitoring everywhere, or that if they have people who are